don't have headphones.
I came here because I'm thinking this is the last one.
I don't have headphones.
Yeah, they wouldn't come, by the way. Oh, you wouldn't
have
came? Okay, good. So it was the last
one. Mr. Paul, I don't have headphones.
Don't do that, sis.
I don't have headphones.
I don't either. That'd be all right. Oh, you want a headphone real bad, huh?
No, it's good.
You good?
We're out of headphones. We put that monitor. We set up that little monitor.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Like, you can't do both.
Okay, so the headsets or the monitor.
Yeah, but it's...
All right, whenever... who wants to bring some?
What's our topic? Oh, you didn't say it.
Oh, we're the topic.
Where's she at?
She was supposed to be here.
Okay,
I guess she's sick. She stayed home sick.
Don't
today, so. Our topic today, I'm going to be discussing why do many women, not all women, but why do many women take on men as projects? Like bad boys.
Well,
as projects.
I get what you're saying.
That's what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying,
Nairobi?
You don't
like, even how, like, girls think that
to
make them better.
Oh.
Better as projects. Yeah.
When you talk,
face to face.
Oh, you
don't agree either?
Okay.
We're going to have a good time.
See you later, man. Good luck.
All right, bro. See you later.
Good show. We'll hear.
All right, Rob.
So we're going to get on the air at 4 o'clock.
Huh?
We'll get this on the air at 4 o'clock.
Okay, cool. All right. I guess I'll bring us in unless you want to.
Dun dun dun! This coming from STEM Civic.
You can do that. You got your personality.
No.
Oh my God.
No.
I want one of the. I don't want to bring on. Oh, good afternoon. Welcome to the STEM Civics Radio Show. On our show today, and you name everybody.
That's a lot.
No, it's not a lot.
I don't talk right, Mr. Paul.
Now, Robbie, you want to do it?
Yana got a radio voice.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it fine. I'll do it.
Wait, what time do you think we're ending?
Huh?
What time?
Naya. Yes.
Okay, what time do you think we're ending?
We're ending. We're starting. If we're starting right here, right now, we're ending by 1.
Y'all hear me out of this mic?
1:40.
No. They can't hear me out of my mic.
1:40. Okay.
They can't hear me out of my mic.
Oh, I have the mics all time.
Yeah, they're all off. Okay. You ready to bring us in, Naya?
Yep.
what you gonna say?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is STEM Civics. This is Naya speaking to everyone else.
No, that's not how it's going to go down.
Let me do it.
Okay, thank you, Zara. Thank you. Save my skin. All right, whenever you're ready.
You can do it. I knew you could do it.
Zara was just chilling.
No, she can't.
Okay, here comes the music. And then.
Hello, good afternoon, welcome to the STEM Civics Show. My name is Zara, and I'm here with Mr. Paul, Katalise, Jasenia, Daniel, Naya, Roby, and Ayana. So today we have some interesting topics today. Our first topic is going to be...
Why do many women take on men as projects, specifically, you know, the bad boys as projects to fix them up? That's our topic today. So I'm going to open it up. A lot of opinions, I know. So you guys are on. Why do you think? And if you don't believe, let's go. State your opinion. Let me know. All right. So why do many women, a lot of women, not all women, take on men as projects, kind of fixer-uppers? Come on. Talk to me. You can start. Go ahead. Hook me up.
Hello. Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I can't hear myself. do that because they see the good in a person.
Mm-hmm.
They wanna, like, you always see the good in some person, in somebody, and you see the potential. Like, you think they just need the extra push, or they just need, like, motivation. Like,
mm-hmm.
And some people just, like, look at them as outcasts, or, like, they're not good enough to really take the time and get to know that person. So that's why many women do that.
You think so, huh? Okay. We'll go with that. Next. Naya, talk to me. Get off that phone, girl. Why do you think it happens?
I think I'm piggybacking off of Nairobi because I think the same thing. Like, we was raised, like, me and Nairobi, we were twins. So, like, I think, like, I was raised, like, to, well, we were raised to see, like, the good in people no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, actions do explain sometimes, but, like, we don't know the full backstory. So, like, you always want to make somebody feel better about themselves, always want to help somebody. Like, mm-hmm. you're always raised to help. So, like, to see somebody hurting or, like, as a whole, you always want to help them out. Like, you always want to make them feel better about themselves, like, help them with their self-esteem, all that. Like,
so you would take on a man, let's say, marriage or partner up with someone just for that particular reason?
Like, if I see potential in him, like, I could see, like, it's something holding him back, and I want him to be the person he can, and I know that he can be, like, I'm going to help him.
Okay. Talk to me, Daniel. What do you think? I know you have experience, man. A lot of people trying to fix you up. Danny, I'm sorry. Did I say Daniel? I meant Danny. I'm sorry.
I don't agree with that. Like, that's just, imagine if you can't fix them, you're just wasting your future there and stuff. Imagine.
So you don't agree?
I don't agree with that.
Okay. All right. How about you, Jess? Where you go?
I think that women just get the stereotype of wanting to help people.
Mm-hmm.
So if she does date a bad boy, mm-hmm. she gets that label as, oh, she, like, it's a challenge for her.
Okay.
But I don't think any lady mm-hmm. would want to be hurt by, like, a bad boy. So I think that's, like, a false statement.
Okay. So, I mean, don't you think that a woman's intuition to be a nurturer plays into that? Oh, I know. I'm stepping on some. Ooh, I love it. Go ahead, girl. Talk to me, Kata. How do you feel? No, that's you too.
Okay.
Talk to me. You're in it too.
Because I knew uh-huh. that was the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mother's maternal instinct to, like, help someone out of the depths of, like, whatever problems they're in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, first of all, I just want to put it out there that he generalized all women and then fixed himself. And, you know.
Who's he?
You.
Moi? Really? I did that?
All
yeah.
women.
Oh, I did say many, didn't I? Okay. All right. I fixed it up. All right. You just had to put me out there, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, now they have, like, that idea.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Go ahead.
I don't agree with it at all.
Okay.
It's like, I guess I'm talking from personal experience. Mm-hmm. Like, I would never do that. It's like, but I get what you're saying with the maternal instinct to, like, help people. But it's like maternal. It's like, that's not, like, I don't know. I don't think it's true. I just don't think it's true. There has to not be a reason.
So you just don't agree with the whole premise.
Yeah.
You don't agree with it, but do you ever see it happen? Do you think it's something that happened? Just because you don't agree with it, do you think it happens? Do you see it happening?
I've never.
No? Okay. All right. Zara, talk to me.
I don't think that's a bad thing, though.
Go ahead.
For women to, like, always want to help someone or make them better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a bad thing. I think everyone needs a push in mm-hmm. life by someone to know that they can do better and be better.
Okay.
So if a girl seeks out a bad guy, mm-hmm. a bad guy, whatever, mm-hmm. then, and tries to change him and put, like, and push him to do better, then I don't see that as a bad thing.
Okay, but
wait.
Go ahead.
I want to ask Mr. about that. When you say that, like, a woman wants to, like, what was it? Help a bad boy.
Why do women want to fix a man?
Yeah. Do you think a man can also fix a woman? Like, is that, like, something that we're going into?
Yeah, I think it could go that way. I really do. But statistically, and again, I'm just basing this off of statistics.
What website?
Okay. Oh no, I did more than websites. I don't do websites.
What book?
Huh?
I'll find
you the book. All right. It's said that women, like I said, and for one of the reasons that I gave you, okay, it's that maternal instinct. And which you got, you can deny it all you want, Kata, but it's something that it is. It's a God-given thing. If I can say that, you know, that women have that they want to nurture, they want to fix, they want to protect, okay? And so it carries, I mean, I think, and from what I've been reading, sometimes it carries over to a relationship with a man or, you know, another woman, whatever your preference, it carries over to the relationship whereby you want to fix that person or help that person, like I think Zara in Nairobi said, help that person to better themselves. I mean, is that wrong?
Could we fix the term fix? Because I don't think we're ever fixing somebody. We're just trying to help them find their potential that they already have. Like, everybody has a light in themselves, and they just need to find it.
Good. I like that.
Okay, I got
Thank you for flipping that word fix for me.
No problem.
No problem.
I don't think women be like, oh, I'm on a hunt to find this bad person to fix or to help or nurture. I just think it just happens. Like, opposites attract, and they like, the woman could be the almost the inspiration in the relationship. Like, dang, like, I want to change myself to be a better man for her or a better protector for her. And I don't think nobody ever goes out, well, let me shop for this kind of man today. I don't think that ever happens. It just, that's how it is. And nobody's ever perfect. So even if you have a so-called, quote-unquote, good man, it's always his flaws and it's always his flaws in himself that he wants to change.
Mm-hmm.
And even if his partner wants to change for the better, too. But I don't think nobody ever specifically says...
goes out looking for
or
that.
Or a bad man. So.
Okay. All right.
I also think that in time, a person can grow out of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you first meet someone and they're like, I want to say perfect, but they're like all that you like look for in a person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then as time goes on, like, they lose that. So... you can't just like, oh, and they start like, they get the bad guy rep now, whatever. Mm-hmm. So now you can't just like throw them away like because like they got this rep now. But because you know who they are and what they can accomplish. But since they like changed their like, you know, their ways, mm-hmm. you can't just throw them away. You want to work on them to get them back to where they were before.
Okay. So based on what I just heard from a couple people, actually a few people. How would someone, you know, your partner, your husband, your wife, whatever, how would they lose that if you're there to help them? How do they get away from being the person that you initially knew them to be, a good person, a hardworking person, someone who's able to love? How do they get away from that?
Some people have, like, stages in their life where they just break away from all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... like, there's times people get depressed and they just want to just stop everything, just be there, not present, but just there. They don't want to do really much or anything. So I feel like that plays a part in what's going on.
What's your question again?
Like, why do women take on men as projects?
Oh, I thought you had a different, you phrased the different.
Well, I did. And your sister was all over me about that fix it thing. And that, no, that was a good point. That was an excellent point. Actually, I should have used a different word. So that was an excellent point. Jasenia, based on what Zara just said, okay, let's say you're married, okay, and you married a good guy, quote unquote, okay, at least you thought he was a good guy. And somewhere along the way, things start to go bad, okay. How do you respond? I'll pose that to you first, and then I'll let you guys. How do you react to that? What is your next move? What do you do? What do you do when?
Like, if my relationship goes sour.
Yeah, the relationship goes sour. Hey.
I mean, you talk to the person.
Mm-hmm.
I think the main reason why is people get too comfortable, so they don't do things they used to do when you were going out. Or they
get too comfortable with you, their partner.
The relationship.
Gotcha.
Like, they're like, oh, I already have her. I don't need to, like, try anymore.
Good point.
Or they just, like, polish everything or sugarcoat in the beginning. They're on their best behavior, and then they get comfortable, and then they start showing you
their real selves.
Yeah, their true colors.
Okay. Then what happens? What do you do then? What does Jasenia do?
Well, yeah, like, you bring it to their attention, and then you could only take but so much until you're just like, okay, I give up.
Okay.
Like, I can't do it anymore.
Okay, so the fix it thing goes out the window. I guess what I'm asking is there a limit?
I've got something.
Is there a limit
to
when you say, okay, I've had enough? What is the limit?
Once you brought it to their attention and nothing's changing, then that's when you just got to cut it off. You just got to drop it. You can't do anything. You brought it to attention. You asked them to, like, whatever.
Close that door for me, please.
You asked them what was going on, what's happening, and then nothing happened. So
is there a time? Is there a time frame?
I got something.
Go ahead.
I think people grow out of each other
maybe it could be from bad things mm-hmm. and characteristics, or just simply time. Like, people outgrow each other. You're never the same person you was a year ago. You're never the same person you was even a month ago. Like, your thought process, your body, your, everything about you constantly change.
Mm-hmm.
So I think whether you outgrow people, it could be for the better or for the worse. It could just be like, you were simply a lesson in my life, and you can't be mad about that. You can't be upset. You just gotta realize that, like, people constantly change.
Okay. Okay.
Right, girl.
Go ahead, Naya. Hit on it. Keep going. You look like you got,
I think Nairobi just mm-hmm. it was like a nail, and she just hit it like
there. You're just loving on your sister right now. Okay. People do change. All right. And that's the truth. That's a fact. All right. Married couples, there's always change going on. All right. But does change have to indicate conflict? Does it have to indicate that, you know, we can't change together? I mean, even though you're changing your way, I'm changing my way, is there a way that can work? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Naya.
It's always like, people gonna change no matter what. People could change for the better or for the worse. Mm-hmm. So, like, you could always have a common ground, like, no matter what. Me and Nairobi are totally different, like, mm-hmm. no matter what, but we always have a common ground. Like, you have to understand your partner has their own opinion, has their own different type of values and morals, mm-hmm. and you have your own different types too. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you have to have the common and, like, common sense and, like, mindset to know that it's, like, time to go. It's time for a good change. It's time for y'all to come together, break apart. It's time for all that. Like, mm-hmm. it's a time and a place, no matter what.
Okay. You know, there's a word that I haven't heard anybody mention. Can what? Anybody guess that word? I haven't heard anybody say
commitment.
One. A very important mm-hmm. word.
Feminism.
Huh? Huh?
I don't know.
If I tell you what it starts with, you'll have it.
Do it.
Huh? Love? It's absolutely love.
Oh, what love isn't real.
Oh. Oh.
Wait, don't change the topic yet, because I wanted to finish this.
I'm sorry? No, I'm not changing the topic. It's still on the same topic, but nobody threw in the love factor in there.
Mm-hmm. Love is a strong word.
Exactly. So where does love fall into it, Kata? Does it?
I don't believe in love.
Really?
Stop it.
Do
you love your mother?
I don't believe in romantic. I don't believe in romantic love.
Oh, so how did you come? How did you come about?
You don't want to know.
Sex.
Okay, we're gonna come back to that.
Okay. All right. Ahead, so you said how does love play into it?
Uh huh.
That's when you love plays into it, because that's the common ground. Like, say best friends, for example,
mm-hmm.
and y'all change, something happened in his life, something happened in her life, or, like, other way around, y'all, you know that person so well at the end of the day, or you know, like, it's just love, like, at the end of the day, you got so much love for that person, even if y'all do change, y'all always know it's that common ground of love, like,
okay.
That's the best thing I can do. Back to what Jasenia was saying, like, If they do change for, like, the worst or something, you let them know that, like, you bring it to their attention, nothing
mm-hmm.
happens,
mm-hmm.
then I feel as though, like, love can be, like, tricky, because, like, you could think you love someone, but they're, like, toxic in a way. So, like, you can't just, like, there's a lot of, like, there's family members that, like, you love, but, like, they're toxic people. So, like, you just, mm-hmm. even though they're blood, doesn't mean they're family, like,
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Once you bring it to someone's attention, like, you don't like what's going on with them, if you change your hair color, I'm like, oh, I don't like that. Like, not that kind of change, but if mm-hmm. they're like just like rude or just mean in a way.
They're not the same person that you was in love with.
Right.
Or had love
and then
with.
Like, and you bring it to attention and nothing is going to happen. They're just nonchalant, like, oh, well, this is me now. And that, you got to back away from that. You just got to drop them.
Okay. Okay. I'm coming back to Kata.
Hi.
Think about it for a second. Are there any relationships, and not that you have, but any relationships that you can think of in your family, whatever, where love comes to play?
No.
No. I don't believe you. Why do you say no? I don't know your family history. So your mom and dad don't love each other.
Let me explain it real quick.
Okay, explain it to me. Because I'm really, really interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I used to joke around about it when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But, like, then it got real.
Okay.
So I think love is more of a social construct than a feeling.
Okay.
I believe that the media movies, cinema, everything has made love out to be this like extreme feeling of like protecting and caring for someone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a social construct. It's a mm-hmm. way for like society as a whole to like stand and be like, this is what love is, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't agree with that definition of love. I think love cannot be achieved by just feeling.
I agree.
Think, yeah.
Okay.
So I think it's like, especially like at our age, I don't believe that love should be a thing.
Okay.
Because we like, we've been in so many relationships and we've been like, oh, I love you. And then, mm-hmm. well, I haven't. I've never said that. But like, you know, we do it. Like mm-hmm. all of us do it. And then at the end of the day, you guys break up. That wasn't real love. So I don't think real romantic love for someone is an actual thing. Or at least not for like everybody. I don't think everybody can find love.
Does it come from someplace?
That's what I was just about to ask.
What do you mean?
Hmm? I got a question for you.
What
too.
Does the concept from of the, love come from?
From the human, like the human, what's it called?
Spirit?
Genome?
No, like from the, what is it? Like
soul?
The basis emotions? Of human nature.
Instinct?
Instinct.
Okay.
That's like, that you can't control it. And it's like, that's why I don't really believe it. I think the cinema and media has made it out to be this big thing okay. of like, you have to love this person if you feel something for
them. Oh,
you keep bringing that part in, but let's think about the word love. I mean, love has been around way before the cinema. We're talking about millennia. Okay. Think about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, how far back do you think love goes?
Well, I don't think love
existed
is a thing.
Before. You don't
yeah.
think
I don't think love, like romantic love, is a thing, because at the end of the day, you can lose feelings for someone easily.
Okay, so
I'm gonna explain so
very well. Phileo.
Oh my god, bad question.
What is phileo love? What is phileo love? You know what phileo love is? Like Philadelphia. Lord. Think about Philadelphia. What's Philadelphia
brotherly
love?
Love?
Brotherly oh. love. Phileo is brotherly love. Okay. Mm-hmm. Eros. What is Eros? Love. An Eros kind of love. It's an erotic love. Okay. And then there's one final love. Agape love. What is agape love?
Family.
Huh?
That's family love.
Together.
No, agape love is unconditional love. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, thinking about those definitions of love, okay, does love exist or does it not? I mean, how do we stay civil? How do me and Vinny stay civil to each other, okay?
You just tolerate each other.
We tolerate?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the end of the day, you tolerate everyone you meet.
Really?
Is that not a thing?
Okay.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody agree with that?
I got a question.
What's the question?
Because you said, at our age, love shouldn't be a thing. So what age should it be?
Thank you.
I don't think love is a thing at all. So okay. That's like, I think that we as like teenagers or like whatever, haven't really experienced love. I don't think, unless you like.
Wait, I got a question. Go ahead.
Because if you said we never experienced love or we don't. If
romantic love.
Okay. But even seeing the example of your mother and father or any relationship in the household or in your family whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
you've seen a form of love, whether it was bad love, good love, and you have an example set for yourself for the kind of love that you want.
No. I grew up like in a single family. My whole family, like no one's married in any part of my family.
Yeah, and but you wouldn't want that from yourself? Like you wouldn't
not
like...
Not really.
So you don't... This is interesting. Like, you love?
No.
You want to be lonely?
Uh-uh. No, not even. I can care for someone and I can, like, feel like something for someone, but I just don't think that the definition of love, it's been skewed so much that there's, like, no real definition for it.
But what about your definition?
If you were to define love, okay, let's pretend. Okay, let's pretend for a second.
Uh-huh.
If Kata were to define love, what would that definition
be? I wouldn't define it.
Huh?
I wouldn't have to define it.
Okay.
It's undefinable.
Okay.
That's what it should be.
All right. How? Give me some words that would make it undefinable.
Undefined.
No. Kata knows where I'm going. Give me some words that would make it undefinable.
Forever.
Huh?
Forever.
Forever? Okay.
There is no forever.
Huh?
Diamonds are
eventually.
How about unconditional? So forever meaning... Meaning what? Forever.
Just forever.
It's forever.
Yeah.
Okay. It's eternal.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So, So that unconditional, that forever, you're saying it doesn't exist?
No. Not even with, say you're a parent and you have a child, like you don't believe in unconditional love?
Well, that's different because that's familial love. I'm talking about like romantic love, like finding someone that
but,
you like.
But that wait was a minute. An example. That's what I was saying. Like,
oh, no, yeah, that's
But before
different.
It became familial love, it had to be.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You don't think so?
No. Sex and love.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, she's go ahead.
Saying it. But like, so do you want to like start a family and all that?
What happened?
Do you want to have like kids and all that?
Not really. Oh, I don't want kids. I actually don't. That's a personal choice.
I believe that.
Because I don't think that I should be around kids.
You want to be with someone when you're older?
Yeah, probably. I can marry.
But I feel as if you shouldn't just care about that person. I feel as if you should care.
Well, I'm not saying that, like, by definition, I won't love them. I'm just saying that the definition that they have of love shouldn't be a definition.
The hallmark definition.
Yeah, the, like, societal, like.
So you would still love them?
No, because it's not love.
You would never. So, Kaylee, you're
okay.
Saying,
so, what would that word be for you?
Wait.
Go ahead, Zora.
So you're saying that you would never, ever, ever say the word love to someone?
I've never said it to like a partner.
No, not in the past, because you little, like you young. No, I'm talking right. about you, a grown woman. You do grown won't. Woman things. You as not as saying I
so
love you.
So if someone was like,
and then again, like I can't, like maybe I'll change my mind in the future when I like, if I meet some, like maybe okay. my whole like idea will just be like.
It'll shift, maybe.
It'll shift completely. But, like, right now, I don't see myself.
I am really, really hoping that happens for you. Because if not.
I'm mind-boggled.
I'm
like,
not saying.
No, go ahead.
But I'm not saying that, like, your definition of love I won't feel. I'm just saying that I won't consider it love.
Okay.
Because I don't think that much of a feeling should be categorized into one single word.
Okay. So that's what I was going to ask you. So you just shut down the question because I was going to ask you, would you be able to put it into a word? So there's no word
No,
for it.
I don't think there should be a word for it.
Okay.
Okay, so you do feel love. You will love somebody. You just don't define it. No labels.
That's what it sounds like
it's,
you're saying.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, but like it shouldn't be called. Like I don't think love should be the term. Like I don't think that feeling that everyone describes as love should be determined by a single phrase. Mm-hmm.
That's okay. what I just said. Like,
it's, yeah. So yeah, I guess yeah.
So let me ask you a question.
But I would never like.
So let me ask you a question, and this is going to get philosophical here. Okay. When you think about the whole world, not just us here, but when you think about the whole world, all religions and so forth and so on, and the word love has really existed forever. Okay. You find love
in the
Bible. You find love in the Quran. Yeah. Okay. So. Where did that come from, Kata? Where did that word come from?
I don't know. People were crazy back then.
No, they were.
They put someone on a cross, yo. Like, who does that? Like, who does that?
They was crazy.
People was crazy back then. Because
you're not lying.
Go ahead. If you thought about it, like, men had sex with men because they did not value women.
Okay.
So like crazy. they thought women were like just a disgusting being. Like they did not like women for nothing.
I would ask you where you get that from, but go ahead, I'm listening.
It's true. You're true. Julius Caesar was gay.
Go ahead.
He was gay.
Yeah, he didn't like women.
Like they or like people. Yeah, he hated women.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he was the most powerful emperor.
Okay. So what's the point you're trying to make?
I forgot your question. But I just the question was people were crazy back in the day. That's what she said.
Oh yeah, times change as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now we can put into question the philosophical. Like
you have this question that's burning. Yeah. Go ahead, say it. You
it was to say the least. I remember it, but yeah.
It was probably about like being alone.
Was it for Kate Elise?
Yeah, it was about her, like, in the movies and that love stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel as if you shouldn't base your love and how you see it off of the movies. Yeah, that's can't curse. Shit's not real. Mm-hmm. It's acting. I feel as if you should, like, I don't know. Y'all describe love as how it should be in the movies, but that's not how it's really going to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. That, like,
oh, I don't believe that.
Everyone don't believe that. I feel as if that's what you like think.
What
that's
do you,
why you don't want to.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's
what
like,
do you believe love is, Ayana?
Love?
Yeah. What is love to you?
Love?
Yes. I asked you three times. Love. That word. Yes. What is love to you?
Can we all describe love without using the word
yes.
love?
Yes. That's can we all describe it? No, there has to be a word in order for you to describe it. What am I going to say? What am I going to say, really? I was wondering what that was.
This is terrible.
No, so that's how would love. So how would I? Okay, no, I that's an with interesting concept. But the
not feeling just one of word.
What? The feeling of what? I mean, I guess can't of use the word feeling.
What you feel when you're quote unquote in love.
But you see what I'm saying? You have to use that word in order, because we all understand. No, we are regardless of how you feel about the word love, we are, when I say the word love, okay, everybody here thinks about something or thinks about someone. Mm-hmm. They know what the word love means, okay? Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
Love is a feeling. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you really can't put a word on it, mm-hmm. you know, because it's something that's beyond alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
It's something
mm-hmm.
that you feel mm-hmm. When you meet somebody,
yeah.
and it works
mm-hmm.
because you get this feeling inside, yeah. like, wow, this is really cool.
But and you can define, but you can describe that feeling, though. You're yeah. able yeah. to you're able to describe
short.
That.
It always comes short.
Of course, it oh, it yeah. will.
And that's why I
that's
think
that's true
that
love. Is, true love will come short of a description.
Yeah, so why describe it?
Huh?
Why describe it as true love?
Well, tell you what. Why do I tell my wife, okay? Or why does somebody who's in a relationship, why do I go out of the way to say I love you? Why do I do that?
I don't get it.
Okay, let me reverse that. What if I lived with her, okay, for 35 uh-huh. years
cute.
And I never ever said I love you.
You can tell her like that you appreciate how she's always there for you, that you get you like her eyes, that you like being with her, that you like tell her something new every day that you
like
quote,
though.
Unquote,
you say that word
love.
Like.
Wait, yeah.
I can't be with someone for 35 years.
And you never said I love you like
I've never said it.
No,
I'm helping you to see. If I live with somebody for 35 years and I never even with our description of the word how it's even
man,
with the
we
description we just said where we can't really describe it because it's a feeling beyond the emotion, beyond verbiage and everything, but we know that that's what love is. So if I'm married for 35 years and I don't tell my wife that I love her,
I feel as though you should have never gotten married.
Then do
not
you think
that,
do you don't think do you don't think there's anything wrong with that?
Wait, look.
No, okay.
I gotta, because we
go
as
ahead,
we as people, we always need reassurance, mm-hmm. and especially as women. Like you be like, I don't know. I guess for example, like you be like, do you still like me, or like yeah. like cause I need to know, like mm-hmm. like stuff like that, and like just a simple I love you will suffice. Like people always need constant reassurance, and like go that long never saying I love you. Like I don't know how can even if you say it's not an indescribable word, it's a describable word to them. Like, if you get what I mean, like, even though you
yeah,
can't put it in context mm-hmm. of, like, words that you would define it
yeah.
as, it's a word that we, that
and
everybody's
that society
familiar
as
with.
A whole has mm-hmm. used for generations. But that's where the social construct comes in of,
okay.
like, that
okay.
being a word that is, like,
let me reduce it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reduce it, okay? The word like.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an okay word?
That's an appreciation of something.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. So, why did you say wow? I want to know why you said wow. Go ahead. No, seriously,
because
share that with me.
I'm just appalled right now, Kaden. Like, I always knew that she didn't like the word love, but like now I'm really realizing, like, I really believe it's something deep down that's keeping her from that word love. Like, I when people die or stuff like that. And like they get an argument, they always wish like I wish I said I loved you before you go home, like stuff like that. Like and it's just like a feeling, like you know when you get that gut wrenching feeling when like you're hurt and you, like your heart's in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
you never had that.
Mm-hmm. No, keep talking.
Bro, you a robot? Let me know. Because like, it's just like. You should, like, I understand, like, in society, it's, like, so cold and hearted in this world now, but I understand that. I understand that to the fullest extent, but at the same time, you should, oh, what are you looking at?
Not,
oh, sorry. It was my gym teacher, guys. But I feel as though, like, you should always use your emotions, like, no matter what. Like, I understand we get mad, we get angry, at the same time, you need to feel love. You need to know that somebody loves you. You need to know that you're loved.
And that's like one thing.
Oh, I got a good question.
Yeah, because I do, I get what you guys like define as love, which is like what I've been saying.
Affection.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Right, look. I used to, wait, before you go, I used to say that love was a desire to lust.
Sorry.
It was a desire to
lust. That's what I used to say. But now I don't really believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't get why I would say it before, to be honest. Because when I was young, I was like, I didn't know what the word
was. You did that freshman year. I remember you called
Yeah,
that.
I used to say that.
So would you say, oh, I'll let Nairobi go first.
So, say, all right, so you don't define the word love at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, say if you're growing up and your mom never said I love you, how would that affect you?
But that's different. In my eyes.
But it's defined, though. It's a defined
But it's, like,
love.
Familial love. Like, that's different. It's, like, in my head, it just... That's, like, a given. I think that, like, that's different. Completely different. Because, like, what you're blood related. Like, that's, like, you have a connection with that person.
I don't gotta love you because we blood. Mm-hmm. I don't gotta love you because we blood. Like...
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why I would love my mom. But okay. I wouldn't, like, necessarily...
So, what about friendships? You wouldn't, like, love them?
Sorry. You were so bold. I've told her I love Yesenia. I've told her I love her.
I took a picture of that.
Dang. So, like,
I have
said... This is crazy. Like,
I have said I love you to Yesenia. I have, right?
Damn.
I don't know.
Have you meant it?
No, I have.
it's like we're getting too crazy about what is love in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Love is something that everybody knows, mm-hmm. everybody feels, and whether you want to admit to it or not, it happens.
No, because I do believe that it is a thing. I just don't think... Because love is a verb. Is it not?
I'm listening.
Yes. I don't know where I'm going with that, but I was going somewhere with it. I just don't remember.
I'm not even
going
to interject. I want to see where you were going with it. It's
I
a
don't
verb.
Remember.
And if it's a verb, what does that mean?
Forgot.
You forgot?
You don't want to describe that feeling with the word love? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, no.
Okay. She does. She believes in love. She will find, like, she believes, like, a romantic love, she don't think you could put a label on that.
Like, are you scared to love, like, another boy that you have affections for?
No.
Okay, so why are you scared to, like, why are you, like...
I just don't think... Because if you feel love, what would you, like... Okay, I'm going to say love.
Have you had a boyfriend before?
Yeah. If you, like,
Ooh, that felt good. I'm sorry.
If you, like, love someone, by definition, love is, like... I don't know what it is by definition. Mm-hmm. But, like, love is, like, deep, deep, like unconditional affection.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
I don't think that... In today's society, anyone really takes that word seriously when it comes to relationships.
That's not true.
Well, that's like a personal opinion from what I grew up on, from what I've like seen, experienced. So, like, it might be my thing. Like, I'm not saying you guys have to, like, you know, be like, I don't agree with it. Because I understand that, like,
understand
a lot of people, like, have experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
But coming from me, I have never.
Okay.
And, but, like... I don't like the fact that, like, it's described as this thing that, like, I don't like the fact that, like, a romantic love can be described, like, it's the same thing as, like, family love. Because I don't think they're similar at all.
Okay.
So when I say I love you to my mom, I mean, I'd die for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I say I love you to Yesenia, I say, like, I would, like, literally, like, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
You won't die for her.
not that far. But
okay.
When it comes to, like, someone that I, like, met, like, 4 months ago compared to someone that I've known my whole life, I don't think they should be in the same category.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there should be, like, another word.
Okay. But can
another,
it
like...
Can it evolve?
I'm not sure.
Okay. That's good. That's a straight answer.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Because I bet, like, I will not be saying any of this in, like, 7 years.
I am
probably not.
As a matter of fact, I will stay in touch with you. I bet.
But, like, right
it
now,
will change.
That's
will
like
we should
I
make
think.
A capsule for this for our graduating class and have our radio show thing in. This one. We have to have this one.
This is a good one.
So, like, when we all old and everybody kids and I just got rich and, like,
hey, Kate is married with 8-9 kids. Yeah, girl.
That she loves.
Get it.
No, yeah, interesting conversation. I've never like talked about it like that.
No, hey, it's something that, you know, it's a very, I think Vinny hit on it. It's Love is something that is so deep, okay? There are words that we use to describe it, but again, individually, each one of us here experience it in a different form.
That too, yeah.
We really do. Based on based on who we're with, you know, and how we've grown up, and you hit on it, you know. And you've told us basically that, you know, hey, based on the way you grew up, your family structure, you know, that word love didn't really, except for the familial part of it, you know, mm-hmm. between your mom and your siblings. I know you love your sister, mm-hmm. you know. Ooh. That didn't really come, you didn't mention it, but I remembered.
She's there. She's in there.
She's in there somewhere. That word love doesn't really come into a broader romantic focus.
Yeah.
I guess is the way I can say it. Okay. And a lot of us are like, that's very interesting. I was very interested. But hey, anybody else have any input?
Certain things trigger. See, love is always there. Love is always within us. The thing is, things outside of ourselves, we look to trigger that love inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you have that love within you. Certain things trigger it. So maybe your parents, maybe a guy, maybe, but it's always there. Love is sufficient unto itself.
Yeah.
You know, you can't possess love because it won't have to, it won't be possessed. It is already there within you. You are touched by people, and that triggers that thing inside. We say, oh, there it is. But some people spend their life going directly to that experience and leaving out the outside so that they can give love.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, kind of what we talk about love here. There are different kinds. I don't know if there's different kinds of love. It's just different kinds of expressions of it, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's my two cents.
You get it, radio man.
When Ayana when Ayana was like, have you ever had a boyfriend? It was like, yeah, and I have cared for him. Mm-hmm. I just don't think I cared for him enough to, like, because I never said I love you.
Did he say it?
Yeah.
Damn, anyways, you cold-hearted.
And how did, wait a minute, how did that make you feel when he said it?
Cold-hearted.
I was like, what? It's not real. You know? Like, in my head, I was
okay.
Like, this guy's
but it made you feel a certain way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And along with what Vinny was just saying, the thing that I've always known about love, okay, love is like an unpredictable thing, all right? It's within us. Whether you realize it or not, it's in you, okay? It's inherent in you. And me personally, I believe it's very spiritual. And that's the way I carry it. You know, it's a very spiritual thing that is within you, within your spirit. And you do not have any control of love. Love is a wild beast, as far as I'm concerned. And the person that you love, that person that's going to come into your life, Katalise, out of nowhere, and what Vinny just described, it's going to happen, and it's going to blow you out of the water.
I'm ready.
I do believe that. I really do believe that. That's how inherent it is, and that's how it works. Because you're not going to be able to define why was this person able to break through that, I'll just say, that wall. Okay? How was this person able? And you won't be able to define it. You won't be able to explain it. Am I right, Dan? Danny, am I right? What do you think? You haven't said much.
Because I don't really agree with any.
Dang.
I don't really agree with any.
What do you mean, as far as love?
Because, love is an emotion. Mm-hmm. Can you explain emotions? No,
yes.
It's something that can explain happiness. What is happiness?
Mm-hmm. What's happiness?
Love. Yeah, how do you? What love? Yeah. Love. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, what is?
But what you could explain you what sad? You said. You could explain
what is sadness. What can you explain emotions? I think it's just you just have to express them in your own way. Not something that you can just. Look, something. Like, Kayla doesn't believe in romantic love, right?
Yeah.
Quote unquote. But she believes in familial love. What makes familial love different than romantic, other than, like, you know, other than
sex?
Yeah, because you care. Well, you care about the person, you know.
Well, not in the same way.
But like you said, that you will be willing to that for your mom. Other people will be willing to that for their own partners, you know. There's always exceptions. Like, you're probably that exception that you don't believe in love, quote unquote. But, like, you just don't want to accept it. Maybe because, like, you know, you say you grew up with your mom.
Everybody had, everybody like, not married.
Yeah, like, not showing any type of love. You just didn't learn what it was, like, in your own way.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, you just, like.
I said that I'll probably end up sometime probably feeling it. But then I probably won't categorize it as, like, love. But that's just me right now as a 17-year-old teenage girl who's, like, single. You know?
And not thinking about love. Wait, I got it. And not thinking about love.
Yeah, I'm thinking about college.
Mm-hmm.
So,
there's nothing wrong with that. Go you have something to say? Girl. Go
come
ahead.
On, come on.
Go ahead. Say your thing. What you got?
Oh, I understand how she feeling everything, but
hold up.
When I was younger,
mm-hmm.
my parents, like huh? I know, but I explained. I told you everything. Mm-hmm. They weren't happy together.
Mm-hmm.
I would have, you know, things weren't good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I never was like showed love when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, I had to learn for myself and
what love was.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the friends that I have now, they really helped me. Sorry, I'm getting emotional.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they helped me learn what love is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to cry.
Stop.
It wasn't easy growing up.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's fine.
Deep breath.
Yeah, take a deep breath. And see, and that's what I meant by love is an evolution.
Stop.
Okay, that's an example right there. Okay, because here you are. Okay, and I'm hey, I can share the same thing that she shared. Okay, love wasn't something that I grew up with per se. Okay, it's something that even though it's part of me, it's in me. It's something that was caged up that I didn't know was there until I started growing up. I started, you know, having people come around me who showed me love, who cared for me, and so forth and so on. That's how that definition of love came to be, okay? And for each one of us, it's going to be different for you, Kato. It really is. It's going to be different for you. And it's like Vinny said, you know, when it happens, it's going to blow you out of the water because, again, what you said is true. There's no words that can really describe. We have to have words to for us to be able to communicate and to live together and so forth and so on. But when it comes to the word love, okay, there's really not a word that we can think of, mm-hmm. that can describe it. It's just things that come out of us, you know, that we express how we feel for somebody by the things that we say, by the things that we do. Okay, and I can go a couple of days without telling my wife I love her and I do certain things, but there's gonna come that point where she's gonna say, you know what, you haven't told me you love me today. I'm like, oh, okay, I love you. You know, but it is something that we need to express to one another. We do. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't happen, then something starts to die within us.
It's the there's reassurance.
There's a yearning. That's right. There's a yearning for it. It's a reassurance. It's the thing that lets us know that we're alive and that somebody cares. You know, this person cares about me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we use that word for all those expressions, you know, and anyway, I'm going to turn it over to you guys. I don't want to get on my soapbox. Ooh, I didn't expect it to get so deep.
I'm very mad at you right now. How do you go days without telling your wife that you...
I used to. I don't do that anymore. I used to.
Well, like when? Like when you was younger? Like you was a stupid little boy? Little teenager?
I got married. No, I got married when I was... 18. I had just turned 20 when I got married. Actually, I got married when I was 19. I got married in July the first time, and then we got married again in August 7th, and I had turned 20 in August 3rd. And it's a long story why we had to get married twice. But yeah, I was still young. You know, I said that, but the truth is, I don't think I've ever gone more than a day without telling my wife I love her. I really haven't. I can't think of anything. And if she's listening, and I'm pretty sure she is, or she will be at 4 o'clock, she'll have to let me know so that way I can let you guys know.
I don't know. Have we ever gone on a date without saying love?
No. Like, no matter what, like, me and Roby in a big behind argument at the end of the day, like,
mm-hmm.
I will never let her go to sleep without her knowing that I love her. Because, like, that's my thing.
Awesome.
Like,
I love Ruby.
Walk past your door, like, man, I love you, bro. Like, got my face, like.
But hey, but that's no, that is true. I mean, and there's a lot of truth to that. And the thing is, there's been times I do remember times when I've been so mad at my wife that I had gone to bed without telling her I love her, because I that was back in the day. I'm not gonna lie, there have been those times. But I've grown and I've evolved, knowing that what you just said there. Now, I mean, the past decade, 15 years, there's not a day that I will go to bed angry at my wife. I just can't do it anymore, because you wake up and you feel yuck. I was going to use the other word, the S word.
Shit.
But yeah, you feel real. And so I don't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. So I've evolved in that specific area. Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean by evolution. It yeah. does. It's a transformation. Love is a transformation. Oh. It's transformation. Wow, you guys are getting emotional over here.
Because that's like a hard topic. And for like, mm-hmm. I don't know, like, I really don't understand how people, like, if you like, or if for Kaylee's sake, mm-hmm. if you have affection to somebody, like, you like them strong, mm-hmm. and like, you could go out, like, knowing that, like, it's not a promise for tomorrow, and not letting them know, mm-hmm. like, how you truly feel, how much you really love them. Like, if Nairobi ever, like, got hurt, like, that would really hurt my heart. Like, it hurt my heart to ever think, like, one day, like, I'm not going to be here. Like, my mother's not going to be here. My family's not going to be here. Mm-hmm. That hurts me to know the people I love to death won't mm-hmm. be here at one point in time. Mm-hmm. And that, like, it hurts. Like, it's going
to
make crazy. Me
stop crying. Y'all need to stop, man. Y'all need to, why did I go here? No, that's great. No, that's true. Go ahead. Keep going. I don't want to stop you.
Oh, my God. No, like, mm-hmm. I'm tired of being a little punk on radio.
No. That's raw emotion. And that's raw emotion. There's nothing wrong with that. And see, and that
you,
right there,
you,
believe it or not, you sit back and you look, that right there, that emotion, okay, is part of love. Okay, it is. Okay, the way you express your care for your sister, that you wouldn't go to bed being mad at your sister, that's rare. I'm not going to lie to you. That's rare. And that's a beautiful thing, okay? But you guys, I don't know how, I mean, you're twins, and me and my twin brother, we're the same way. I'm not going to lie to you. We're the same way. I speak to him just about every day, you know, and we would die for each other, you mm-hmm. know, and that's the kind of love. And that's a familial love. Okay. We would definitely die for each other. Yes.
I feel that like Nairobi and Zavai, they're like sisters to me. I mm-hmm. feel that love, even though like that family love, mm-hmm. even though we're not blood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I would die for them, all that. Mm-hmm. And I tell them I love them every day, even if we have our ups and downs, all mm-hmm. that. We always
She's so
back.
Annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But hey, but think about this while we're talking about this. Think about this. It just jumped in my head. Think about the recent school shootings, okay? Mm-hmm. Where you have, all right, and if this isn't love, tell me what is. Where you have a teacher who cares, and I'm going to say loves a student so much that he would jump in front of a bullet to save that kid. What makes somebody do that? What?
There's nothing but
you gotta I feel as if you a form of connection with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I know a couple of teachers that will do that
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
You just gotta like sit down, get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
All
mm-hmm.
that. It takes like years.
But
I
is it dependent upon, and I guess and when it comes to relationships, really when it comes to relationships,
should love be dependent upon the way you act, or the way I act, or the way that your spouse acts, or whatever?
Define it more.
Should it be dependent? Should love, mm-hmm. okay, be dependent upon your actions? You understand what I'm asking?
Like, you show love through your actions. Like, I mean.
Okay. But the way I love you, okay, uh-huh. is it dependent on how you act? Like, if I love you one day, mm-hmm. and I say, I love you, Nairobi, mm-hmm. and then one day you just start to act a fool, mm-hmm. okay? Does that change the way I love you?
No. I feel as if it doesn't.
Okay.
I feel, from my personal experience, I put this in context, like, that's when, like, when you know a person so well and you mm-hmm. see that they're changing, like, you always got that common ground of love, so I don't know.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you guys think that love can die? Like, can you, like, lose love or something?
No.
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, that's what you
technically,
asking.
Technically,
can you
that's what
lose
I'm asking.
Love
what she just said there is technically what
okay.
I'm asking.
Okay. All right, so she put it clear.
Just as simple as that.
Go ahead.
I know I asked my mom before. My parents aren't together.
They are or aren't?
They're not no more.
Okay.
she loved my dad at a point, but I asked her, I said, what would you do if anything happened to him? She said she will always be there for him. Like, yeah, she doesn't love him like that no more, but she said if anything happened to him, she would go crazy. Even if they're with different people, it's still going to be deep down inside love for each other.
Okay, now I got my answer.
Because you know what? Because you were the byproduct of that love, weren't you?
Yeah. Right.
Go ahead.
I don't think you could ever lose like physically lose love from somebody, because like, say like something happens to them, you see them in the news, like y'all ain't speak for years or nothing, you be like, dang, like that's crazy, like I knew them, like I, like we used to be cool, like that's you, all them feelings and emotions, that you those memories that y'all shared would come right back up. They come, they were suppressed for so long, but every action there would be a reaction. So I don't think you can lose love for somebody.
What do you think, Yesenia? Can you?
I think like
she was crying and it was so much.
Go ahead.
I think true love never dies, but I think infatuation and the thought of loving somebody dies.
Okay.
So like if you really love somebody, the relationship doesn't have to work, but you still have love deep down inside for that but like for that person, it's like true love, because you like no matter what, you have their backs. But infatuation, it's like you could say, oh, I love you, and then like if you guys break up, it's like, oh, like you get over it really easy.
So it's not really, so it's not even, yeah, so love wasn't even in the picture there from what you're saying.
What about like toxic relationships?
What you mean?
Because I'm thinking of an example, not like from personal experience.
You've been in, it's not a personal experience? You sure?
Yeah, I promise.
Okay.
I mean, it's probably happened to someone somewhere, but like, not like this.
Go ahead.
Okay, so like, let's say you're in an abusive relationship.
Ooh.
Like, both ways. Like he could beat you, but you're like toxic for him too, right? Obsessed with him. It like completely in love, quote unquote. And, you know, you realize, you're like, oh, I need better, right? Do you think you could still hold love for someone that you once loved?
I've seen that, yes.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
So you think that's healthy? Holding love for someone who beat you?
Oh, okay.
It's not that, because before that, he didn't start hitting you off day one. He was that person before that, that you knew him. You knew the person they can be, the person that they was, so they're still in love with, they're still in love with the memories they had, not even the person though, now. Like,
even he though,
beat
you? Yes, ups and downs, you know, he hit me. I don't know, I ain't get hit ever. But.
So, no, but let me ask you a question.
But this
Do
is
you
from
stop?
My personal. This not is yet. From my personal. Feelings, I see that, like, there will always be love, because it was love there once, whether, like I don't know
you
how to explain it.
You think it could be tainted by, like, the abuse?
Physical abuse is different, though. Not that you're going to lose love for them, it's just that you want that separation, because you don't want to get back to that space that you trusted them again, because you can't trust them if they're beating you.
So does the person, and again, and I'm being the devil's advocate here, does the person, let's say the person is beating, okay, whether it's woman, man, whatever, okay, does that necessarily mean the person has lost love?
No. They can be angry about something and let it out. I mean.
Go ahead. I'm not, and again, I understand you're not justifying it, but go ahead. Finish that thought. Finish your thought. Finish the thought.
I'm trying to give an example, but I don't want to give it because it's about me.
Okay, then don't do it. Don't do it, because I don't want you to break down again.
Yeah.
Because you're going to make me cry this time. It's go ahead.
Hard to explain. You can. All right, I'm going to just give an example, a weird example. Say if two people are together, the man's hitting the woman or whatever. Like, he could be going through something. He's holding all that anger in or whatever. And, like, I don't know, she's annoying you one day or something, and he just, like...
smacks it.
Yeah, just lets everything out and makes him feel better. He could continue to do that. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
But no, you're explaining it properly. I mean, that's... Yesenia looks like she's ready to say something. But is that... I mean, it's not right. There's no way you're going to say it's right, okay? Yeah. But does that mean that person doesn't love Jesenia?
I mean, I see where she's coming from. Mm-hmm. But personally for me, like, this is just my opinion. I feel like if you ever put your hands on me mm-hmm. in a negative way, that you have no respect for me and no love for me, because you wouldn't mm-hmm. want to hurt somebody that you love.
Mm.
That's right. That's good.
Okay. So no matter the psychology, no matter what it is, you feel that if a person truly loves, they should be able to overcome that and not be violent towards someone they love.
They should have like enough self-control to be like, let me not hurt the person that I love.
I feel you. Okay. That's a good point. You know? I mean, it happens though. Mm-hmm. It does happen, you know? And there are psychological reasons. And I don't think it always means that person doesn't love. They haven't evolved like Kate Elise. They have not evolved yet. But I mean, all right. So real quick, around the table before we finish, okay? Mm-hmm. What did you get from this today?
Can I go first?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a lot. I cried. I laughed. It was bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so everybody did.
I think I haven't changed my mind. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just scared.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm glad you're honest about that.
Kayla doesn't believe in
love. You don't believe in love?
I said I learned that Kayla doesn't believe in love.
Oh, okay. So you just had to bring it back to Kayla. How about you, Jess? What did you learn?
I learned that everybody has like their own definition of love and how they express it.
Okay. How about you, Naya?
I learned that I need to express my feelings a little more to any people that I really care about or anything like that.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Zura, anything? No? Okay, go ahead. Yana?
I'm not coming back because I cried. I just know to continue to tell the people that I love them, that I'm always going to be there for them. Like, okay. To always express myself. And I know that, yeah, everyone has different beliefs and how they feel about things, so I respect that too. Hopefully you learn to love, though. We want you to feel love.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's it, really.
Okay.
I learned that, everybody has their different opinions. I mean, I like conversations like this, because this is really surprising. Like, I would have never took you, like, not you as a person, but I would never, like, just to think about everybody's thought process, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now I really realize that everybody does have a different perspective on love.
Mm-hmm.
Why do women take on women's building projects?
Oh, we forgot about that.
That was the original topic.
We never ended it.
I think everybody really has a different opinion. Mm-hmm. And just
okay.
That's them.
All right. This was good.
What you learn, Mr. Paul?
What did I learn? I learned a lot about you guys. I learned I learned how deep some of you are, and I learned how I see how a lot of you are evolving and how you're growing up and stuff like that. And this was an interesting topic. It really, really was. It showed me a lot. It showed me a lot, and I appreciated it. I really did. You guys touched my heart. Thank you for sharing, especially those of you who started crying.
My bad.
You're not the only one.
Not bad.
Who else cried?
Thank you all very much. Have a good night. See you next time.